Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hello and welcome back to the show. I am so happy and, as always, grateful to have you here. Today we are tackling one of the number one questions that I get from you. Almost every single week, someone, one of you, is messaging me, asking me, which card should I get next? And this is completely subjective to you, very specific to you. There's a lot of questions that I ask that we go through before I give you a recommendation. There's not really a one size fits all, other than really when it comes to the first card you should get, your starter card. So we're gonna go over some of those questions that I would have you ask yourself. We're gonna go over a little bit of how to develop a credit card strategy. But if you are really looking for a really developed credit card strategy, if you're like, Megan, I want to go to Maui in February, what do? I would recommend doing either one-on-one coaching with me. With one-on-one coaching, you can do a week, a month, 2 months, or 3 months. If you're like, my 3-month clients are people who are looking at big international trips, Italy, Europe, those kinds of things where it's going to take a while to earn those points. They may be opening up multiple cards, and so I'm helping them open the right ones, get that trip actually booked and planned. So if that's something that you're looking at, that's kind of what I would recommend. If you're just looking at some like domestic travel, or I'm just trying to find like this one specific flight, or just smaller things, than a week or 1 month coaching would suffice. And then within these coaching one-on-ones, you will get every bit of strategy and learn how to do this so that you will then know how to plan every other vacation for the rest of your life and never pay full price for it. Or you could join the Travel Tribe membership. It is a monthly membership. You pay as you go. You can cancel at any time. And you have access to a private Facebook group where you can ask questions in there. I will answer. And then we do once a month calls. So if you're just looking for more general travel tips, different subjects, a place where you can kind of ask your questions, that's a great place. If you want constant Voxer access to me where you can ask any and all questions and learn everything, then one-on-one would be better for you. And if you're just here to learn today, I'm going to give you a lot of the steps that you need, and that might help you when you're ready to open up your next credit card and kind of the thought process that goes into that. So where I would start is developing a year-long credit card strategy. So kind of my thought process is, when I'm developing that strategy and trying to figure out maybe which card I want to open next, is I plan for the vacations that I have coming up that year. So I have a sheet that I use for this that you get access to within my memberships. And it basically is just putting down the trips that you're planning on taking that year. So for example, I am planning to go to Puerto Vallarta in Mexico in November. So for that trip, what cards do I need to open? Which cards do I already have in my wallet? How many points do I have on those cards? Lots of different questions. So we're thinking about what we have already and then what we need. So I use that planning sheet. I go to Puerto Vallarta. I figure out which hotel I want to stay in. I figure out how many points I need. So for example, we're staying at an all-inclusive Marriott. I believe it was like 40,000 points a night. We're going for 3 nights, so for 120,000 points is what I need in Marriott to stay at this hotel. And then I look at the different flight options. Let's just say I come up with, I need 3 round trip flights on Southwest, and it's going to cost me, let's just say, 100,000 for easy math. So now I know I need this many Marriott points and this many United points. Now, which cards should I open to get those points? And when it comes time to that, so what I do is I do a yearly strategy. So I have a basic outline of the cards that I'm going to open up every 3 months for the year. And I do this for me and my husband to get those trips that we have in mind. Now, when it comes to the time of actually opening up that card, so let's just say I was planning on opening up a United card in May. And May rolls around and I go and the United card is there and it has a sign-up bonus of, let's just say, 60,000 points. But the Chase Sapphire Preferred just had an elevated offer of 75,000 points. And I know that I can transfer my Chase points to United. I might sign up for that card if I don't already have it, maybe instead of the United card because there's an elevated offer. So you have a general outline of what cards you need and what points you need, but you can always jump on those elevated offers. So like for an example, actually right now, the next card that I was planning on opening up here in the next month or two was the Capital One Venture X card. I had been needing some Capital One miles. We're planning a Disney trip here in the future. I don't know when, but I know I need to be able to erase my Disney tickets with Capital One points. And so that was my next card that I was planning on opening. But right now, there's a very, very good elevated offer on the Hilton card, which I will link here in the show notes in case you're interested as well. And they have, I believe it's $120,000 sign-up bonus plus a free night certificate. And me and my husband have been eyeing going to Cabo and staying at the Waldorf Astoria for some time now. We were actually supposed to go to Cabo last year, canceled it. We want to go again in February. And so I think I'm probably going to open up that card just because that elevated offer is really good and I have a plan for it. And then I'll just open up my Capital One later on. So have a plan, but the plan is very flexible. It can change depending on the offers that are out there. For me, I've said this time and time again on the podcast, I'm a really bad planner. And so my plans change a lot. I actually have already canceled like 2 vacations and we've decided to pivot and do something instead. We went on a trip last weekend. That was like 2 days before I went. I decided I was going. So we like to have some flexible points in there as well. And our plans change, and that's totally fine. And so if you are a planner and you know exactly where you want to go in the summer of 2025 already, definitely do this strategy that I'm telling you. Have it mapped out for the next year, every 3 months or however often you want to open up a credit card. Have your plan of the cards that you need for the points that you need for that specific trip, whether that's 1 trip a year or 5 trips a year or whatever it is, have that mapped out through some sort of planning sheet. Now, if you're more like me and you're very flexible, maybe you have no idea where you want to go, maybe you just started and you're like, I don't know, I'm just trying to like rack up some points, then definitely go more of the flexible route where you open several Chase cards in a row because you're just trying to earn Chase points or American Express points or whatever it is, earn those flexible points. Don't open more of those co-branded cards for Hyatt or Southwest or any of that because you don't really have a plan yet. And so the nice thing about those flexible points, especially with Chase, is you can have all these Chase points and then it comes the end of summer and you're like, where should we go this winter? And you have so many options on where you could stay, where you can go, and how you can use those points. And then when you decide where that trip's gonna be, you just transfer your Chase points out to those transfer partners and book your trip that way. So there's not really a one way to do this. And that's why it's really hard when someone asks me which card I should open up, because I have to ask, okay, what cards do you already have? When was the last time you opened a card? How many points do you have? Where do you wanna go? When are you planning on taking this trip? There's a lot of questions that you should ask yourself before you open up a credit card. And so that's kind of the thought process that I would go about when you're thinking, okay, which card should I open up next? Another option, if you don't have a plan and you're like, I have no idea which card to open up, always just go to my best offers page on Travel Freely and just scroll the credit cards. I do that a lot. I'm like, I have no idea which card I should open up next. And I just start scrolling the page and looking to see which offers are out there and just deciding which one I think would be a really good one to jump on. That's another one. The other thing that I really love is if you don't already have the Travel Freely app downloaded, it's completely free. It does not link to any bank accounts. You just put in when you sign up for a card, you put the date of when you opened up that specific card into the app, and then it keeps track of when you opened. When your annual fees are due, it'll send you an email to remind you that you have an annual fee coming up. It keeps track of your 524 status. It will keep track of you as an individual and your businesses with your business cards. It keeps track of me, my husband, and all of our businesses. It is the number one thing to keep you organized with this hobby. But one of the other great things I love about it is there's a section in there where you can go to see recommendations on the next cards you should get. And it already knows all the cards that you have when you opened up your last card, and it will let you know if you should wait till you open up the next card. It tries to keep about 90 days in between each card, but it will give you recommendations on what you should open next. So that's another really good tool. If you're like, I have absolutely no idea, I've scrolled the best offers page, I don't have a trip planned, you can just go in there and just look around and say, oh, maybe that's a really good one. So there's a lot of different options to kind of get the wheels turning and decide maybe which card you should open next. So as I said, it's a very complicated subject. If you're working with me, you are always welcome to ask. I have one client who messages me every few months and is like, what should I do? I don't really have anything planned. What do you think about this offer? And so that's kind of the bonus that you get when you work with me, is I will help brainstorm and walk through it with you, and we will make sure that we get the right card for you based on what you already have and kind of based on your travel goals. And that's really what it is. It's just based on your travel goals and what you want to do. Do you want to take just one really nice trip a year? Then you really only need to open up one or two cards every year to get that trip. But if you want to take multiple trips a year, that's really where this credit card planning strategy comes into play, and you're really trying to strategically earn those points for the certain trips that you want to take, especially if you're really wanting to take some of these big trips. When you're looking at first class life flat seats and international trips, it really is going to take a while to stack those points and also find the really good redemption values, because yeah, you could fly to Europe next week, but you're probably going to pay a ton in points. Whereas if you booked that flight a year out or 6 months out and you were constantly looking for good deals, or you had alerts for a certain flight that you wanted, you're going to spend way less points than you would have. And then those points will go farther, and then you can take more trips with them. And so there's that strategy to it as well, is the planning strategy and having those points far enough ahead of time that you can find good redemption values, and then really looking for those good redemptions. And don't get too caught up in that. Like, yes, we all love to find cheap deals, whether that's with points or cash. But if you have a place you want to go and you have a timeline, don't put the trip off because you can't find a good enough deal, or spend days and days and hours searching for the best option and waiting for a price to drop. I don't want anybody to not take a trip just because they're so stressed about finding the best value out of it. You're still getting a nearly free trip out of your points, so it's always going to be, in my opinion, a great redemption. So don't get too caught up in that. As always, if you ever have any questions, you are welcome to message me or email me. I'm happy to help. But when it comes to this, there's a lot that goes into it. And so I really prefer, if I'm working closely with you, to be able to give you the best answer. But I'm always here to help you with general stuff. So I hope this was helpful. I know this is a very complicated subject, but keep those in mind the next time you are thinking about which card you should open up next. I will catch you in the next episode. I hope you have a wonderful week.